If you have your Bible, turn with us to Acts chapter number 1. Acts chapter number 1, if you have your place, stand as honor to the reading of God's Word. We'll begin reading at verse 1. The Bible says, "The former trespass have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which He was taken up, after that He, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom He had chosen, to whom also He showed Himself alive after His passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith He, you've heard of Me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of Him, saying, Lord, when wilt Thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And He said unto them, It is not for you to know the time or the seasons which the Father had put in His own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto Me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." What a commission! And when He had spoken these things, while they beheld, He was taken up, and a cloud received Him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as He went up, behold, two men stood by Him in white array, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen Him go into heaven. I want to preach a little while this morning, if God will be my help, and He always is. I'm glad I don't have to do nothing without Him, and I'm not going to try. But I thank Him for His goodness, His mercy, His love that He bestows upon us. And we've been looking at the Word of God, and I want to preach this morning on the soon coming Savior. Amen. And I thought about this. I've used that title for messages several times, I think, over the last 14 and a half years I've been here and preaching at other places. I've preached on a soon coming Savior. I was in a study the other day, and I got to thinking on that, Brother Austin, about a soon coming Savior. And if you preach this word and preach this book, just about every message could be titled A Soon Coming Savior. Amen. It could be about the one that's fixing to step out one day in just a little while. It ain't going to be long till Jesus is going to come and take us to be with Him. He's going to call us out, snatch us up, take us home. Amen. Praise God. When God Almighty says, My people's had enough, praise God, He'll come and get us. But unto then, I'm glad I'm His. Praise God. And I'm glad He lives in my heart. He gives us that help. And over the last couple of services, we've been kind of looking at some different angles on this. I mean, last Sunday morning, we preached on where you're going. Amen. Talking about those that's going away, those that are falling away, those that slipping off into apostasy, just like the Bible said they would in these last days. But praise God, I'm glad that we're not of those that go back unto perdition. I'm glad that we're not of those, praise God, that God said would be made useless in the last days of the dispensation of grace. But we'll be those that'll stand up, praise God, and proclaim the gospel, proclaim the truth everywhere we go. It don't matter if people don't like it. Praise God, they may not like you, because they may not like us, but praise God, the truth is still the truth. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? I'm glad God's truth doesn't change. Praise God. I'm glad it's still the same. And then we preached a Wednesday night, if you wasn't here, I preached on that, on the thought of how far will you go with the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, preach now, Jesus came and He went, and He went all the way, praise God, and He's still going for you and me. Are we willing to go for Him? Amen. Are we willing to stay in the fight? Are we willing to keep pressing on for the cause of Christ? And the reason we're doing this is because Jesus is coming soon. Amen. He's coming soon. It's not going to be long, just a day or two, and He's coming, praise God. And we need to be looking expectantly for Him. And we need to be ready to go when He comes. We don't know. We don't know the day or hour. Only God the Father, praise God. But when He says, praise God, to go, it's going to happen. Amen. But we see the Word of God. He gives us and He shows us a living Savior, a living Lord, if you will. Amen. He tells us here in Acts chapter 1, Dr. Luke is writing this and he's talking to Theophilus, must have been a friend of his, and he's giving him the directions and he's giving him the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Apparently, Theophilus asked Luke, he said, "Hey, Luke, what's going on? The Pharisees are saying this and Sadducees are saying this and Nicolaitans are saying this and people in Jerusalem are saying this and other people in Galilee are saying this." He said, "Just what's going on, Luke? Can you explain to me what's happening?" And Luke, as a good Christian, he loved the Lord, he walked the Lord, he talked the Lord, he ministered to the Lord, and he said, "Yeah," he ministered to Paul. He said, "Yes, I can tell you everything that's happening. I can tell you what's taking place." He said, "It's because of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God." Amen. He said, "All that Jesus began to teach, but both to do and teach, unto the day in which he was taken up, after he that through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen." Amen. For to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Amen. So Luke begins to lay it out here. He begins to show him, praise God, a living Savior. But I want to say today, I want to go beyond that and say that the living Savior, praise God, is the head of the body. Now, Brother Scott touched on that this morning. I talked about the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the head of the body. Well, what is the body? The body is the church. Amen. Did you realize that God chose you to be a part of the body? Part of His body. Amen. He counted you worthy. Now, I know, Brother Bill, we say that we're not worthy to be a child of God. We're not worthy. But praise God, God counted you worthy when He chose you unto Himself. And He placed us with Him in Christ Jesus, praise God, that we become partakers with Him because He is the head. And every head needs a body. Amen. It'd be funny if we was all running around here just heads bopping around, rolling around everywhere we went. Amen. Having to push yourself along by ears. Amen. But praise God. You say, "Well, preacher, that sounds funny." But yeah, but that's what we'd be. That's what Christ would be without you and me. I'm just saying that this morning. Realize how important you are to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A lot of times we say, "Well, you know, I'm insignificant. I'm not part." Praise God. I thank God for every one of you. Every person in this place is significant. Amen. Every person in here is important to the Lord. Every person in here needs to be used of God. In other words, God wants to use you. God wants to utilize your life for His glory. Amen. Why? Because He's the head. Without the head, no, there's no body. Without the body, praise God, the head is not as efficient as the head would like to be. Look at Ephesians chapter number 1. Ephesians chapter number 1 and verse 15, the Bible says this. He said, "Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, the love and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ and Father of glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him." Amen. "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power." Where do we get our power from? We get our power from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We get our power from the knowledge of Him, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come." He said there's an all-powerful Savior, and He's all-powerful, not only now, but everywhere else, praise God. Not only here, but in heaven, in the universe, praise God. He is that all-powerful Savior. Bless His name. Amen. Praise His name. He said, "Far above all principality, power, and might, and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come, and hath put all things under His feet, In other words, gave him authority over and gave him to be the head, now watch this, over all things to the church. Amen. He said, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So he's telling us here, praise God, that the Lord Jesus Christ, he's a living Savior. He's the head of the body. Amen. And the head directs the body. And the body begins to do the things of the head. And praise God, they get along perfectly in unity for God's glory. Amen. God designed it and set it up that way. Hey, that leads us to realize, praise God, that we just don't rebel against God. We just follow the Lord. We become a sheep, amen, into doing the will and the bidding of a holy and a righteous God. Paul goes on and tells us in chapter 4, verse 15, he says this. He says, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, for whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. So God Almighty is telling us that he's the head and everybody, the body fitly joined together. Amen. He said it compacted. Amen. Praise God. It means to be brought into relationship with everything, where everything's working in you, just like a well-oiled machine, praise God. It's doing the things that everything that it does for the glory of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I wish I had a good illustration of that. When I was thinking about this, I was thinking about one of the old locomotives. Amen. And how they would take them old locomotives and they'd put them on a rail, and that rail was established for that locomotive to run on. And they would take that thing and they would build it to fit on that rail. You put it out on a road somewhere and it would just sit there and spin its wheels. But you put it on that rail. You design it. You put it on that rail. You put the coal in there. You put the wood in there. You get the fire going. You get the steam boiling, and that thing begins to move. And everything in that, every part of that steam locomotive is designed to work for one function. And that's to take that locomotive and move it down the track. Yeah, yeah. Amen. So if you see a Christian's life, praise God, you can see the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He is the head, and he's compelling us to take everything, every fiber of our being, and just move it down the track. Amen. Just take it closer to heaven, to point it toward the glory of God, to point it toward a place called heaven, to point to a soon coming Savior that's going to take us to be with him where he is, because he's gone to prepare us a place. Amen. Do you realize this morning Jesus went to prepare you a place? Amen. Wouldn't it be sad if we weren't prepared for the place he's prepared for us? Amen. But praise God, I'm glad he did. And he's able, because of who he is, the Paul's will tell us here, that he's able to supply all of our need. Now, I'm talking about a living, that if he was dead, the church would be worthless. We'd just be serving a cold dead, something like most of these other so-called religions, these cults. These that's serving Muhammad and Buddha and some of these others, they're just dead men laying in a tomb. It's a tomb full of dead men's bones. But brother, I'm glad I serve a risen Savior. He died on the cross of Calvary, and my sins and yours, praise God. But on that third and appointed morning, he come out of there victorious over death and the grave, praise God. He walked around with them. The Bible says for 40 days, praise God, after his passion, after he was killed and murdered for the sins of the world, praise God. He laid down his life, but after 3 days, he got up, praise God. He come out of there. Amen. I bet there was some shouting going on. The Bible said that the earth was a-quaking, and folks come out of there. You say, what'd they do, preacher? I believe they come out of there to make a noise about what was happening, praise God. They said, glory be to God, he's risen. Amen. You know, it's time for church to make some noise. Amen. We've been quiet too long. We've been living in a politically correct world, praise God, where we don't fit in. Amen. Time to just stand up, praise God. You're a preacher, what are we going to say? I say, praise God, just go to crying out a soon coming Savior. I told I told Dalton and his little buddy last night, we took my big old cross that we had here that we nailed our burdens to, our prayer objects to at one time. We took it last night and put it up there at the camp meeting. And we encourage people to come and bring their burdens and nail them on the cross. And bring them to Jesus. Boy, it was a great move. A lot of folks stepped out, praise God, and they brought their burdens to the Lord. Well, what a blessing that was. And I told Dalton, we got that cross, I gave them cards, and I put them in things so I could take them and pray over them. Agonize God over these petitions that God had brought before him. Because see, these people already, from their heart, this wasn't from their head, it's from their heart, and they brought these things and they nailed them to that cross. In other words, they was putting their trust in the Lord that he would take care of these for them. Amen. And I told them about what I can do. I'm going to take them things, I'm going to pray over, I'm going to lift them up to God again and again and again, and just keep lifting them up, praise God, till we see God begin a moving upon these up. You say, preacher, does it take that? No, but I believe God can use that. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I told Dalton, I said, you know how these people today, and taking a Donald Trump flag and putting it on one side of the truck and a rebel flag on the other side of the truck. And I won't say that's not hatred, that's heritage, folk. That's who we are in the South, praise God. That's what we stood for. It ain't about race, praise God. It's about heritage of people taking a stand. But I told him what we ought to do. What I thought about doing is figuring out some way to take that big old cross. Amen. Put Jesus across the top. Come off that where it comes down and take the S and put saves and mount that thing in the back of my pickup truck. Praise God, wherever I go, they'll see that cross of Calvary and know that Jesus saves. You say, preacher, would it make a difference? Let me tell you a story. Old Steve Reinhardt said there's a hopeful old fellow over here on the Tennessee line. He was born up, raised up. Amen. Didn't have no education. Couldn't talk, couldn't speak like me and you. But he said that the Holy Ghost of God got a hold of that old boy, and they called him Dummy Brown. And he got over there, and the Holy Ghost of God got a hold of Brother Bill and saved his soul from hell. And praise God. And he couldn't say a word, couldn't talk like me and you, but there's no cross there at the foot of the mountain up on the hill. And brother, praise God, you know what he'd do? Said he'd get down there and he'd get on the road and he'd flag down cars as they come. And them cars would stop thinking he was needing something, thinking he was hurt. Amen. Old Dummy Brown couldn't say a word. But you know what he'd do, Brother Austin? I said old Dummy Brown would point up at that cross. Amen. He'd point that cross on that hill. And he'd point that cross on that hill. Tears would run down his face. And he'd point him to himself. Amen. They said they was people from Texas and Oklahoma, people calling back and saying, I don't know who he was, but there was a man at the foot of the mountain was pointed to the cross. He couldn't say nothing, but he pointed me to Jesus. Well, glory. That's what it's about. Oh, we serve a risen Savior. Praise God. He's the life of the body. Without him, we'd be cold and dead. Like all these other so-called cults. But I'm glad, praise God, I'm alive and well. Amen. Praise God, I'm glad we live and worship God. I'm glad we've got a church that's alive. Amen. But I'm glad we don't just have a form and a fashion. I'm glad we have worship services where people ain't afraid to lift their hand and praise God. Sing songs, they ain't afraid for the tears to run down their face. They praise the Lord. Amen. Why? Because he's the life of the body, praise God. He supplies life. He gives us direction. Amen. Not only does he supply the living Savior, he supplies our life, but he gives us direction. He points us the way to go. He shows us the way to go. You say, well, preacher, I don't know about it. It seems like it's difficult. Amen. There's difficult times all over the place. But the Lord said when times get difficult, praise God, that's when we need to call upon him. Especially those that know him. In 2 Chronicles chapter number 7, the Bible says this in verse number 12. Let me just lay this out for you. He said, the Lord appeared unto Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer. Now this is when he dedicated the temple to the Lord. Amen. It made a difference. He got an answer from God. Amen. He said, what's that about, preacher? He dedicated the temple to God.
ask you a question. Have you dedicated your temple to God? Amen. You get an answer when you dedicate your temple to God, when you're serious. And the Lord said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven and there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among, now watch this, my people. Wow. Amen. You said, well, preacher, you think this pandemic is from God? It very well could be. Amen. God do whatever He has to get our attention. Amen. Has He got your attention yet? He has mine. Amen. Praise God. He said, but if my people, which are called by my name, now think about this. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. How's your humility? Huh? Are you humble this morning? Realize the only reason you are what you are is because of the grace of God. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, we'd be an old sinner. We'd be worse than that bunch up there that's killing and maiming and destroying and tearing down and burning. If it wasn't for the grace of God, you'd be right there with them. You say, preacher, I'd never do that. Yes, you would. But for the grace of God, when we come in humility, He said, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. See, we have to pray. We have to pray seeking His face. Seeking to see the Lord. Amen. And turn from their wicked ways. You say, preacher, I'm not that bad. Yeah, but you're not that good. See, that's the thing about us. You're not that bad, but we're not good enough. There's only one that is, and it's Christ Jesus. He said, if we do these things, He said, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin. Now, He's talking about my people. And will heal their land. He says, now mine eyes shall be opened and mine ears attend to the prayer that is made in this place. He said, when God's people, He said, when my people do that, He said, then I can hear from them again. I mean, I can hear their petitions. I can answer their prayers. He said, God will direct these people. He'll show us the way that we need to go. He'll empower us, praise God. How does He do that? He empowers us through His Spirit. He guides us through His Spirit. Bible said those that are led of the Lord are the children of God. They're led of the Spirit. Amen. God makes the difference. John tells us over in John chapter 16. Praise God. He tells us, He lays this out for us in John chapter 16 verse 13. He said, howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine, and shall show it unto you. Now watch this. I didn't catch this till yesterday morning. I was sitting there in the study. I about had me a spell. All things that the Father hath are Mine. I don't know about you, but that tells me that my Lord and Savior has everything to give. He has everything. It's all His. He said, the Father has given Me everything. If you have a need, praise God, this morning, I'm going to tell you where you can go. You can go to the One that's got it all, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's nothing that He don't have. Praise God. Ain't you glad? All things that the Father hath are Mine. Therefore said I, that He shall take of Mine. He's talking about the Holy Spirit, and shall show it unto you. So He said, hey, the Holy Ghost, my everything is Mine. The Lord said, God has given Me Mine. Everything is Mine. And He said, I'm going to give it to the Holy Ghost, and He's going to give it to you. What do you have need of this morning? Amen. You got loved ones that's lost. Amen. You got challenges in your life. You got controversy in your life. Amen. Praise God. God Almighty, through the Lord Jesus Christ, He has it. He has the power. You say, preacher, if I just had enough power, enough strength in me, praise God, you get that through the Holy Ghost. Amen. The power of His Spirit. That's why Luke would tell us over here in Acts chapter number 8, number 1 verse 8. He said, but you shall receive power. Where do you receive power from? The power from the Holy Ghost that comes from God Almighty. Because Jesus Christ says, I've got it all and I'll give you what you need. Don't you let the devil tell you you ain't empowered. Don't let the devil tell you you don't have enough strength. I want to say, praise God, you have all power in heaven and earth because Jesus does. Amen. Praise God. That ought to make a cold Baptist shout. Amen. Come out there, say glory, hallelujah. I'm empowered, praise God. When the devil comes on you, tries to beat you down and tell you you're not sufficient, you're not able, praise God, just look in between meat and milk and say glory be to God. I serve a Savior who can. Amen. All power been given to him. Said you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. That power that comes from the Lord. And what is that, preacher? That's God's available power. Amen. I was talking to some folks the other day, and they went on vacation. And they ain't real smart. Because they said, we went on vacation, and we wanted to get away from everything. So we went off and We rented a little rustic cabin. And when we got there, it wasn't what we expected. Said there wasn't no running water. There wasn't no power. There wasn't no air conditioning. It was up in the 90s. Said they had no commodities at all. Amen. I said, what did you expect? It said a rustic cabin. I said, had to use an outhouse and had to carry water. Amen. Had no power. Amen. Praise God. Listen, I won't say you don't have no power, praise God, till you have it hooked up. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad you can have your power hooked up. And then the power comes in. Amen. Jesus said here, he told the disciples when they assembled together, he said, wait for the promise of the Father, praise God, which ye, as saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And I want you to notice this. The Lord says you wait there till you've endued with power. Where does the power come from? The power comes from the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Spirit. Now I think what the problem is in most of our fundamental Bible believing independent Baptist churches is we're missing out on the Baptist part. Amen. You say, what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I believe we come up there and we kind of like the rest of them. We sprinkle a little bit of water on you. We dump a little bit of water and everything's okay. But that word Baptist, baptismo in the Greek, praise God, means to be immersed. Amen. It means to be fully engulfed, praise God, to get pulled over, to get fully put under. Praise God. So Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, he said, you just hang out and wait for the promise. He said, praise God, when you're fully immersed, when you're fully overcome by the Holy Ghost of God, then you'll be ready to go. Amen. How's the Spirit of God working in your life? Amen. The games and the gimmicks ain't working. How about the Holy Ghost of God? He said, that's the available power that God has for me and you. Praise God. That's what he gets. His people who, praise God, who want to do God's will. Amen. If you want to do God's will, God will give you the will to do it. Hello? Amen. If we want to do God's will, be pleasing to him, he'll give us the will to do that. Amen. Because you've been filled with the Holy Ghost of God. We've been immersed in his Spirit. Praise God. Amen. It's all over us. You can't get away from it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. It's like being dunked in a bucket of red paint. Amen. Praise God. If they dunk you in a bucket of red paint, you're going to come out with red all over. Amen. Praise God. You'll have red feet. You'll have red knees. You'll have red hands. You'll have red ears. You'll have red lips. You'll have red hair. Amen. Praise God. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. You'll be red all over. You say, preacher, what significance is that? Praise God. Everybody you see will notice you. Amen. Praise God. Because you done got red all over you. The Lord, Holy Ghost of God, said there's power in the Holy Ghost of God. If we'll ever let him be the Lord of our life through the Holy Spirit having right away in our heart, praise God, we'll be red all over. Amen. You say, "Preacher, I don't like red." Praise God, then you could be green all over. Amen. You say, "Preacher, my eyes red all over." I know what you're thinking. Devil doesn't. I'd look like a big old stoplight. Amen. Praise God. And if I was yellow all over, I'd look like a caution light. Praise God, make you green all over so you'd be a go light. Amen. Praise His Lord. That's empowered by the Spirit. God's promise, praise God's available power to His people. If we'll be willing, praise God. If His people were willing to be witnesses to, you say, "Preacher, it's just so hard." Amen. Not if you're just a witness. Say, "Lord, let me go out here and tell people about Jesus. Let me tell them about what Jesus does. We've got a soon coming Savior. We just need to point people to Him, like Dummy Brown, praise God. Point them to the cross. Say, "Jesus died for my sins, praise God. On an old rugged cross, praise God. Jesus died for my sins. So I'm saved, praise the Lord." Amen. That's all you got to say. Green light, green light, green light. Praise the Lord. Go. They saw a witness for Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, who has this power? All those been as saved by the marks of Christ, God, been baptized by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Look over Ephesians chapter number 5. Some of you's looking at me like a sheep looking at a new gate, like you ain't never heard this before. I've been here 14 and a half years. I preach just about every bit of this 10 or 12 times. Amen. Praise God. We repeat it. Praise the Lord. Not that we're repeating it. Praise God. The Holy Ghost, God's showing it to us. Ephesians chapter number 5. Look what he says. Let's start at verse 6. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6. He said, "Let no man deceive you with vain words." You know who's the biggest deceiver we have? Self. Amen. We live in a world of self-deception. He said, "For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience." Remember what I said? If we want to do the will of God, He'll empower us to do His will. Amen. "But be not ye therefore partakers with them." He said, we're supposed to be a separate people, different from those, praise God, that's partaking in the things that's ungodly. In other words, He said, don't link up with them. Amen. He said, "For you were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." And I wonder how your lights are shining. Amen? Is your light shining? People who see the Lord in you, praise God, all day, every day. You say, "Well, preacher, you just can't do that. Everybody's not that spiritual." Amen? It's because we're not baptized in the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost not living in our heart. We're not allowing the Spirit, praise God, to go before us. Not allowing God to help us. And he says, why? He said, "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and having no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness." He said, because they're unprofitable. "But rather reprove them." You know how you reprove darkness? You expose them to the light. Amen? You expose. You know how you get the attitude of the lost to change? Praise God, you start turning on the light. You expose them to the light, and darkness has to flee. Amen. You know what's wrong with a lot of our folks? They've been in the dark too long. You say, "Well, preacher, they've been hanging out with me." I rest my case. Amen. Amen. Ain't so much darkness in us, praise God. It's like there's no light at all. Amen. We got to let our little light shine. Amen. Praise God. People can see it. He said, "For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret, the shameful acts that they perform. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light." There's no darkness in this word. Amen. There's a lot of places it seems dark, but it's all light, praise God, to bring us out of the darkness. Amen. He said, "Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead." Now watch this. "And arise from the dead." Did you get that? I'm waiting on you to get that. Arise from the dead. How many people around us, supposed Christians, are just like our dead? There's no life in us. Amen. There's a lot of churches, Brother Robert and him can testify, a lot of churches you go to and it's just like they zombies sitting in the pews. There's no life in them.
And they're waiting on maybe the preacher will get up. Maybe today he'll say something to stir me, praise God, get a little life out of me. But heaven forbid that somebody raise their hand or say amen.
Amen.
He said, wherefore? He saith, awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Amen. You know what that redeeming the time, Now, if you look it up, it means to buy back. In other words, he said, take those lost opportunities, praise God, and take full advantage so that they won't be lost opportunities in the future. You say, preacher, what's the significance? Some soul is weighed in the balance. Some soul may die and go to hell lost without God if we don't redeem the time that we have. This is the only time that we'll have right now. You know, well, preacher, they'll always be tomorrow. Yeah, but somebody else has to step in and take up that. And if they're not ready, if there's no light shining in them, praise God, they won't light up the world either. Amen. But he goes on and says, redeem time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Be not drunk with wine, where is an excess. But watch this. But be filled with the Spirit. Amen. He said, be immersed in the Spirit of God. Be immersed in the Word of God. Be immersed in the things of God. Come out with an attitude to do something for the Lord, because you've got Him all over you and you can't get away from Him, and you've just got to do something. Amen. I don't know about you, I can't sit still. Amen. I can't sit still. God just touches my heart, praise God, to do something, say something, to tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. I get up every morning looking for an opportunity. Amen. To lift up the name of the Lord. To tell somebody. To have somebody, amen. Some old sour puss I meet down the road come up and say, hey, listen, what a doomy, gloomy day it is. It's raining. It's just a pitiful day. I say, yeah, but it's a day the Lord has made. I'm just going to rejoice and be glad in it. Could be out there in California burning with fire. But praise God, it's a rainy day. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless His holy name. The filled Spirit. Speaking but to yourselves. Amen. You know, I believe we need to speak to ourselves a little bit. Amen. Sometimes we have to encourage. David said, I encourage myself in the Lord. All hell's poured out on me. Enemies all around me. He said, nobody to encourage me. But he said, I encourage myself in the Lord. He said, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, what we have, said we have power from God. Empowered, we've been empowered through the Spirit of God that lives in us. Amen. If you don't have enough of it, praise God. Hey, listen, when you're saved, you got it. You got all that you need. Amen. Praise the Lord to save you and to keep you. We just let the Lord have His right away in our hearts. Commit ourselves to it. Submit ourselves to God. Say, Lord God, here I am. Praise the Lord. But then that old stinking pride and rebellion rises up. And the old flesh says, I'll not do it. I'll not do it. I'm going to wait. And I'm going to wait. And people's falling by the wayside. People's dying and going to hell. People lost without God. Need the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said today is the day of salvation. But this old flesh rises up, so I'm just going to wait. Amen. But the Bible tells us that if we've got the Holy Spirit, if we're full of Him, praise God, that we have all the material we need, all the help we need to win souls to Christ Jesus. Amen. So we see that we have a living Savior and we have the power of the Spirit. But He also says, and we have that, and we do what we do because of the promise of His return. That Jesus is coming. He made a promise to us that He would come. Praise God. He is the Lord. Amen. Did you know that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of history? Amen. How many people like history? Amen. I like history. I like history. They're trying to destroy our history, trying to take it away from us, make it a thing that's irrelevant of the past. But Jesus Christ is the Lord of history.
Amen. In the beginning, He was with the Father. Amen. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him is not anything made that was made. So we see the Lord Jesus Christ, He's the God of history. And He's the God that makes history. From the very beginning to the very end, the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of history. He's the one that works in our heart. And He created everything with a purpose. Amen. A purpose. He had a purpose for this world. And a purpose that He had, Brother Bill, was for you and I to love the Lord Jesus Christ, to love God Almighty, and to serve Him, praise God, and to tell everybody about Him. The whole purpose of Him in the nation of Israel, that they might lead people to God, to point out a true and a living Jehovah God to a world. And when Israel messed up, when Israel failed, praise God, He allowed the Gentile, He allowed you and I, praise God, to become that vessel that's filled with Spirit, that believe and trust in a living Savior to tell folks about the Lord Jesus Christ, that they might be saved. So His work is still in progress in God's winning plan. Amen. Hello? The world say, well, the church is going down, praise God. They're a liar. The church ain't going down, praise God. The church is still strong. Because we have the Lord God of heaven, praise God, it's on our side. And His plan is a winning plan. Amen. Praise His holy name. The church. You say, preacher, a church just doesn't seem like it. Praise God. I want to say the church is as strong as it is, praise God. And it's only as strong as you and I will allow God to help us to be. Amen. It ain't God's problem. It's God's fault. It's our problem. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I say this and I'm done. The church may lose a few battles, praise God. But praise God, the Lord tells us in the end, Brother Lynn, that we're going to win the war. They come in a battle one day, and God Almighty, He'll fight it for us. Amen. These battles that we'll fight in this life, these controversy in this life, these things that we face while we're here, but praise God, He said, little scrimmages that we have with a thing called life, but one day in a little while, praise God, God said the war will be over. Amen. And He promised us ultimate victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because there's a soon coming Savior. Praise God. And He's going to say, enough is enough. You know, we've had loved ones here in the church, and they've went on out of here to be with the Lord. Because God Almighty said, you know what? They've had enough. Amen. I tell you, it's sad. It hurts us. But I'm glad there's a God that's righteous and merciful, righteous in all His dealing, praise God. And when He knows exactly when it's time, and when our time comes, praise God, He plucks us out of here to go with Him. But I tell you what I'm looking for, church. I'm looking for the Holy Ghost of God and touching our hearts and get us all ready. And praise God, all of us go out of here together. Amen. Go out of here a shouting and a praising God. The hills and the dales and the valleys of this communities in which we live. One day a shout and a trump will go out, amen, and we'll go out of here. And boy, we'll get to looking up and we'll see all those born-again believers floating out of here, losing gravitation. Going out of here to be with the Lord. Amen, to see and be with a soon coming Savior. He's coming, church. It's just right near nigh knocking at the door. Amen. We just need to be loving the Lord, allowing it, realizing that we serve a living Savior, that He's made us a promise, empowered us, the Holy Ghost of God, and He's promised that He'll return and get His people. Who's that? It's me and you. All that are born again believers in this age. God Almighty is getting ready to pluck us out of here and take us home.